Happy Friday. Do you know what my observation's been this week? I've been observing people and permission. And it's been a theme. It started with my repotted retreat last weekend, where people were like really interested in, is it okay? And they kept referring to me and saying things like, is it okay if I do that? Is it okay for me to say no to this? Is it okay for me to ask for that? Is it okay? And it's like they wanted permission from me that what they were asking for was okay, or it wasn't too demanding, or just whatever that permission piece is. And it's like, what's the permission you're waiting on? And it made me think a lot about that. And I did some work with some business leaders yesterday, and we were talking about the permission to, like, what permission do you need to, we were talking about being boastful, and in a way that we're all programmed that it's not okay to boast. But what if actually you wanted to boast about yourself? Who do you need permission from? Do you like, oh no, I need permission to talk about that or to lean into that? And it's like, I think the only permission you need is permission from yourself. And I think when you go, this is in alignment with who I am, and this is for the greater good of me, which is also for the greater good of everyone else, I'm giving myself permission. And sometimes we need permission to go somewhere. Sometimes we need permission to not go somewhere, to stay home. Sometimes we need permission to change. Sometimes we need permission to stay the same. And you need to go, is it okay? Is it okay for me to do this? And it's a constant query. Is this okay? And I think we're constantly checking in with, am I okay? Is this okay? And I'm interested in what you need permission for, because I was like observing all these people looking to me going, is it okay if I ask this? And is it okay if I ask that? And what, where do I get the permission? Like, who gave you permission to be you? I'm like, no one fucking gave me permission to be me. Like, I was raised by a very conservative mother who was scared shitless of me, if I'm honest. And she was like, oh, you need to sit down and be tidy and don't draw attention to yourself. And, you know, bless her, she was trying to keep me fucking safe. She was like, I don't know how the world's going to respond to this bitch. And that's a fair call, just quietly, because she's a very sensible, sweet woman who didn't really sign up for this fucking loud and proud bloody daughter that was quite happy to stick her chin in a fight and came preloaded with a lot of fucking opinions. So it's like, I woke up one day and I thought, I'm sick of trying to be small. And I kept trying to minimize myself to be nice and to be tidy. And I thought, you know what? I'm actually not nice and I'm not tidy. I mean, I'm nice enough, but actually, I mean, I can be fucking heaven, but I can also be awful. And I'm like, I don't want to identify as nice. I don't want to identify as tidy. I don't want to be a homogenized, I'm not vanilla ice cream. I don't want everyone to fucking like me, right? Like, I want to give myself permission to be me. And giving yourself permission, when you go, hang on, what do I need to do this? You're like, oh, I need permission. And most of the time, you can give yourself that permission. What's the permission you're going to give yourself? What's the thing that you're holding back on because you're waiting on someone to go, you know, oh, do you think that'll be okay? It's like, what if you've just fucking decided that'll be okay? I reckon that'll be okay. I reckon it'll be better okay. Better than okay if you give yourself that permission. So asking for permission, like, is it okay for me to express myself? Is it okay for me to speak my truth? Is it okay for me to be honest about how I really feel? Is it okay for me to leave a job where I feel like a piece of shit? Is it okay for me to start a business when I'm not sure if I'm good at business? Is it okay for me to book a holiday without my family? Like, the amount of women that came to Repotted that, you know, I always do a bit of a gratitude session on grateful you gave yourself permission to come, grateful you did all the things you needed to do to come, because not only did you need to find the money, find the time, organize, you know, your travel, pack a bag. There's a lot of shit that goes on and you think, fuck, this better be worth it, I'm packing up my life here. I've got someone looking after the kids, someone looking after the dog. I've gone to a lot of effort to get here. And so I take that really seriously because people go to a lot of effort. And then you're like, actually, who helped you? Who was the people that helped you so that you could give yourself permission to go away? Who are the people that organized stuff on your behalf? And being really grateful to them. But the permission piece is so interesting because it's like people say, oh, I don't need permission. I'm like, no, I think you need your permission. I think you need to make a decision that it's okay for you to do X, Y, and Z, that it's okay for you to put your happiness ahead of someone else's, that it's okay for you to prioritize you. And that's the biggest thing. You need to be a priority in your life. You have to be. Because I don't know anyone else that's going to make you a priority. I think it's so important that we prioritize living our lives the way we want to. And my thing with that is always is doing, as long as it doesn't hurt others. So if you're doing something and it's for the greater good, it's awesome. If it's something that might hurt other people, you really need to think about the consequences of that. Like, what are the consequences of me doing this? And you're like, oh, that might not go well. And you're like, no, that's not something I'm comfortable with, so I'm not giving myself permission to do that. So I love the idea of permission. And I'm just interested if you think about this today and what is the permission you need right now and could you give it to yourself? What's the permission slip that you want someone to write you? And maybe you write it for yourself. And when I say that, I mean actually write it down. Write down, I hereby give myself permission to. I give myself permission to not put up with any more shit from any more fuckers. I give myself permission to say no when I'm not comfortable. I give myself permission to not go to space. What is this? What's in the space? To not go to that meeting, to not go to that event, to not attend that family wedding because I already know it's going to be a shit fight and I just cannot be bothered. I give myself permission. I'm going to stop doing shit to honour other people and start doing shit to honour myself. There you go. That's my little rant. What do you need permission to do? I love the idea of that. And I think giving ourselves permission, it's one of the most powerful things we can do. So go be powerful. Give yourself some permission. I'm giving myself permission to lie down this weekend. I'm attending a retreat, a deep rest retreat. I'm doing proper fuck all, like officially fuck all. Like I have to take myself away and pay money to force myself to lie down just so I get rest in. And it's now I'm not so bad, but in the beginning I really had to do that to stay on track with my rest. And now it's like putting things in the calendar like this where I'm like, I'm doing like so much less than anything. Like it's unbelievable how deep I'm about to rest. On Monday, I'll speak different. I'll be slow. I'll be calm. I won't be all like, hey, it's me. Good morning. I'll be like, morena, it's me here. I'll be chill, man. I'm going to be so chill. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I love the idea of shifting our state. And one of the greatest ways to shift our state is to give ourselves permission. So give yourself permission to do something this weekend you really want. Lie down, eat the donut, visit a friend, stay in bed, whatever the permission is, give yourself permission. Do what you want. Happy weekend. Bye.